A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman said today that, quote, there is no winner in a trade war with the U.S. That comment comes after the White House chief strategist Steve Bannon told the American Prospect magazine that we're at economic war with China. Bannon also said the U.S. is losing that war. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider, and she joins us now from New York. Hi there, Lynette.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. So let's talk a little bit more about what Steve Bannon said about China. First, sort of give us the Bannon worldview about why he thinks the U.S. is at economic war with China.
Bannon is a very aggressive individual, clearly. He believes that China has abused its membership in the WTO since it entered in 2001 and basically, you know, taken advantage of the rules of the system to push goods into the United States and destroy the U.S. manufacturing sector. That's kind of it's a bit far-fetched considering the fact that U.S. manufacturing decline has been going on since the 1980s, late 1970s. But he puts a lot of emphasis on China's role and believes that there is basically an irrepressible conflict coming between the United States and China in terms of for the role of global hegemon.
Right. I mean, the president has often talked about steel dumping from China. And,
sure.
And Bannon does talk about it in terms of sort of existential ways, right?
Right. I mean, to him, he's as zealous about this as he is about his belief in a war against Islamic terrorism or whatever he would prefer to call it. Throughout this interview, he kind of is very candid about how this is his first priority and the Trump administration was never really going to strike North Korea. But the problem is that an economic war with China would be just as damaging to the United States as it would be to China. You know, China is the number one buyer of our soybeans. It buys 62% of those. It is the number one buyer of U.S. planes. And these are a lot of things that would actually hurt Trump's base. Because you also have to think that the cost of goods that we buy from China would go up. Retailers like Walmart would immediately start complaining if he really started to wage war. That said, on Monday, the president signed a measure that's supposed to look into whether or not we should have an investigation into Chinese intellectual property violations. That has been an issue around the world, but the way that they plan on tackling it is outside of the World Trade Organization, which China has said is a big no-no. And in fact, the U.S. would have said was a big no-no, you know, 9 months ago.
Right. So, but you know, on the other hand, China's strength as an economic powerhouse, a global economic powerhouse, is, you know, there are a lot of people on the left who share that opinion and are kind of distrustful of you know, China's intentions vis-a-vis trade with the U.S. But within the Trump administration, I mean, how prevailing is the Bannon view on going to economic war with China? Do other members of the administration, aside from the president, share that view?
There's the president's trade advisor, head of his National Trade Council. His name is Peter Navarro. But when you look at guys like Gary Cohn and, you know, Steve Mnuchin, they tend to be a little bit more level-headed because they're bankers. They understand the global economy and they understand that if you, if you bother one thing in the economy, it has ripples, it has effects all over the world. And that's how we've structured it.
Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent with Business Insider. Thank you so much, Lynette.
Have a good one.